Ketchikan's animal shelter is a two-story building tucked into a dark corner of the community's cemetery. There's barely any parking space for the public. The only way to access the second floor is a set of outdoor metal stairs, and the building isn't really accessible for people with disabilities. And then there's the inside.
So back here is the main viewing area, and it's been main viewing for a long time.
Eddie Blackwood is Ketchikan's animal control director. He says the main kennel area houses cats and dogs, a combination that can be stressful for both species. It wasn't always that way, though. Years ago, there were separate rooms for cats and dogs.
This area was just for dogs. Now, this was the room they had for cats.
Oh, that's small.
Yeah, this was the room they had for cats. So as the years progressed, this became their laundry room. So then they housed cats and dogs in the same room. And that's what we were trying to get away from with the renovation for upstairs.
Those renovations would take a large second floor room that used to house the borough's archives and turn it into a space for cats.
So we have this space here. We have, this is where they kept the really important documents, the vault. We have that space which we were going to renovate.
Were you going to turn that maybe into a communal cat area or a visitor?
Yeah, or a place where people could go in and socialize with cats.
Mm-hmm. Blackwood says the borough has about $100,000 remaining in a fund set aside for shelter improvements, and the renovation plans so far would cost about that much. The actual renovation is on hold right now, though, while the borough waits for a report from Hava Lee. She's the former director of the Gastineau Humane Society in Juneau. And she's been hired by Ketchikan's borough to assess the local animal protection department. As part of that process, Lee recently led a work session to learn what Ketchikan's pet lovers want.
We're going to start with the premise from all of us that everybody's here because they care.
Lee split the approximately 30 participants into smaller groups and had them come up with wish lists for the animal protection department. There were some common themes that arose. Each group wants to increase the number of pets in Ketchikan that are spayed and neutered, for example. Everyone wants a review and update of the current animal control regulations. They all support a public education campaign to promote animal welfare, and they all want improved facilities for animals that are housed at the shelter. Here's Danita Odell, a former shelter employee who now runs her own animal welfare nonprofit. Her group had a long list of suggested facility improvements.
I think it was for both cats and dogs, but looking into flexible housing options using modular kennels and cages. Replace cat kennels with condos or adapt existing kennels to make condos. Plus add community cat areas, or communal, I guess it was.
Odell also mentioned better lighting, better access to the second floor, improved public relations, visiting rooms, new dog runs, better ventilation, murals or artwork to make it more inviting.
Animal behavior training for staff or add an animal behaviorist. Parking more and better. Exercise and enrichment areas. And an animal protection advisory board similar to the Planning Commission to permanently handle animal issues, including ordinances, policies, facilities, and staff, and make recommendations to Assembly.
Lee wrapped up the work session after about 2 hours. She plans to take all of the suggestions, break them down, and send out an email to everyone who showed up for the work session.
And then I will provide each of you with some of the ideas and suggestions I have, and then you can email me back and say, that was a fabulous idea. Or, that was actually the worst thing I've ever heard. Or something in between.
One suggestion that came up was to abandon the current animal shelter building. Lee says she has looked at the former Ketchikan Veterinary Clinic, which now is empty and available for rent.
I've looked at it now 3 times and did some kind of preliminary sketches on what I think would be some easy changes with it. But again, you know, it's not my decision. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna put them out there, and the borough is going to have to make those decisions.
Back at the animal shelter, Blackwood says there might be some advantages to a new shelter at the former vet's office, also referred to as the Eichner Building.
The thing that I'm looking at is airflow systems, ventilation systems. I'm looking at space for dogs, maybe inside-outside runs.
Because they actually, there's room outside.
There is room outside.
Whereas there is not here.
Right. That's correct. And also the parking would be better.
Parking here is...
It's at a premium.
Horrendous.
It is. It is. Yes, it is.
But the borough already owns the current animal shelter building, so it probably would cost the public less to renovate what's already in place. Either option works for Blackwood.
If we have to stay here, we'll stay here. If we go to Eigner, we'll make it work at Eigner.
Yeah. All right. So you're just waiting to be told what to do.
Yeah, waiting for direction from the... Get Hava's report back and get direction from the assembly.
In the meantime, Blackwood and the department staff are stepping up their public relations efforts, reaching out to the community to let them know what services are available. They also hope to find homes soon for the 29 cats and one dog now housed at the shelter. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.